right. It's the continuation of the I Love Ann show. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and last night I was out at the Links of Stony Point and saw Mike Nichols, who is the chief business officer for the Symetra Tour. And I said, Mike, you got to call in this morning. So I have Mike on the phone. How you doing this morning, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Ann. How are you?
I'm great. I tell you what, when did you get into town?
So I got into town on Monday afternoon, was greeted by a little storms on Monday evening, but the weather has been great so far, and it's looking like it's going to be a great week for the tournament.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that you probably have seen the condition out there at the Links of Stony Point. What are you thinking, Mike?
Oh, I mean, everything is beautiful, and, you know, for us, it's the third year, and we sometimes take it for granted, but when you have some of the new rookies who are out there on tour who haven't been there before, and they come out and, you know, think, gosh, this looks like an LPGA tournament. It's really it's exciting, you know, what Jim and Denise Medford have done out there with the support of the Greater Greenwood community has really been special. And, you know, this is the premier event on our tour season each year. And so we just look forward to coming back.
That's not bad for somebody that just came on 3 years. This is the third tournament. Does that usually happen, Mike?
Well, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, the number of times I've sat down with people who've said, you know, we're going to come on and we're going to be the best tournament. We're going to have the biggest purse and we're going to do all this, this, and this. And I've heard it, you know, as many times as number of tournaments as we have and even tournaments we don't have that never came to fruition. And I remember sitting there with Jim and, you know, he was saying, you know, we're going to go big or go home. And if we're going to do this, we're going to be the biggest and the best. And, you know, I've heard it a million times. But like I said, what Jim and Denise have pulled together is really something special here in Greenwood. And the one thing that I think maybe some people from Greenwood might necessarily take for granted is, you know, between the LPGA Tour and Symetra Tours, as we play 50 times across within the sort of the continental 48 states, and, you know, Greenwood is one of those communities. So it's a unique opportunity to be alongside, you know, some of the towns like San Diego that host the LPGA or some of the bigger cities like Charlotte and Atlanta that host the Symetra Tour. So it's really something for the people of Greenwood to be proud of.
It is. And, you know, I think a lot of people are always interested, how did we end up with the Symetra Tour here in Greenwood? You know, you met Lindsey Burns at a speed dating or speed. Tell
that's
us about
best,
that.
That's how I describe it too. That's how I describe it too. You know, we go to a number of conferences a year. About four times a year, we go to these conferences where various convention and visitors bureaus and sports commissions that are looking to attract events. Come together and sort of, like you say, speed date. You meet with, over the course of 2 days, you meet with about 50 people in sort of 10-minute sessions, and it kind of is a quick business card exchange. And when I met with Lindsey, I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. We were up in, the event was actually in Oklahoma City, and, you know, we get talking, and it's like, tell me about your town, tell me about the golf courses that are there, what kind of businesses could get behind it. And she said, if this is going to happen, I know the one guy we need to go talk to. And sure enough, that was Jim Medford. And so Lindsey made the initial connection and came in and met with Jim. And he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend, you're going to bring a couple players up, and we're going to spend a day barnstorming Greenwood and going and meeting with the various sponsors. And if by the end of the day I have their support, we'll have an event. And sure enough, we met with about six or seven companies that day. And by the end of that day, we had enough funding to make the tournament go. So it was really exciting, but it all, you know, if it hadn't been for that meeting back with Lindsey back in Oklahoma City, we wouldn't be here talking today.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I always think. That's an amazing story, and that's how things happen, though, isn't it, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, you sometimes don't know. As I was talking to somebody at the function last night, and they were just asking, you know, how tournaments like this come to be, and I said, you know, a lot of it's just putting, you know, a lot of lines in the water. As I mentioned, when we go to these events and we go to, you know, four of them a year, we're meeting with 50 people each one of these. So obviously we don't have 200 tournaments on the schedule. So it's just a matter of sort of planting a lot of seeds, and you never really necessarily know where they're going to, you know, take root and grow. But what's happened here in Greenwood, and, you know, not only the event itself, but the addition this year of the legends on Sunday, but you know, at the end of the day, the biggest impact of this tournament is what Jim and Denise and all the sponsors who've come behind this event are able to do for the charities. And, you know, as Jim announced last night, you know, this will, in the third year, will have generated over $750,000 for local charities in the community. So, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, this event is only happening during these 7 days, but the impact lasts throughout the year and for years to come.
Absolutely. Now, one of the other things I wanted to go over is the size of the purse. You know, Jim Medford has to be number one, and I bet everybody on the Symetra Tour is saying, thank God.
Oh, there's no question. And I, you know, I spent, as you would expect, I spent quite a bit of time with Jim yesterday, and, you know, just thanking him, because what he really did was set the match, sort of that really led us to where we are with what we've been able to do in increasing purses over the last 4 years. So in the last 4 years, we've basically doubled purses, but Jim has been really the spark to that, because when before Greenwood came on the schedule, the biggest purse on our tour was $150,000, and I think the next one was $125,000, and the majority after that were only $100,000. And like I said, he said, we're going to go bigger but go home. And so he came on with a $200,000 purse, which at that point was the biggest purse in our history. And now here we are just 3 years later, and now on our 23-event schedule, we have 5 tournaments that have purses of $200,000 or more. And Jim at $250,000 is number one on that. But if it wasn't for him sort of saying, we want to be the biggest, we want to be the best, he kind of created, it was really a paradigm shift, because we just had a lot of tournaments that were kind of hanging out at $100,000. And those tournaments have moved up, and some of the ones that were on 150 have moved to 200. So you're absolutely correct. The players have a lot to be thankful for in terms of what this tournament has meant, not only for what this tournament itself does, but the impact it's had across the entire season.
Absolutely. Now, you know, another thing is, what does the tournament, you know, the Symetra Tour, I think a lot of people really don't know what the Symetra Tour is. They know it's associated with the LPGA, but what can happen when a gal wins one of the tournaments here for her future, and how does playing on the Symetra Tour help them get to the LPGA?
Sure. So the way this is one, we call it the official qualifying tour of the LPGA, and that's because at the end of our 23-event schedule, the top 10 money winners on our tour will graduate onto the LPGA Tour next year. So they'll have the opportunity to play the entire LPGA Tour season the following year. And and that's based on the money list, so the top 10 players on the money list. And by virtue of the fact that Greenwood, our average purse right now is about $140,000, so Greenwood is $100,000 higher than our average purse. So by winning this tournament, you're virtually winning two tournaments. It has the impact in terms of the money list of winning two tournaments. So the last two winners here in Greenwood have gone on to earn their LPGA Tour card, and that's because winning this tournament gets the ladies probably 80% of the where they need to be on the money list to sort of qualify in that top 10. So this is a huge week for the ladies, and you know, like I said, the last two winners here, Wei Ling and Alejandra, both are now full-time members of the LPGA Tour, and you know, they have this tournament to thank for that.
Now, Mike, what about the fact, though, of adding the Legends Tour in on Sunday? They're going to have a Symetra group tee off, and then a Legends, and then the Symetra and the Legends. People coming out there on Sunday are going to get a triple wow, aren't they?
Yeah, it's definitely a treat. I mean, obviously the links at Stony Point is hosting, you know, the incredible Mother's Day brunch. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, take mom out and then out for brunch and then enjoy it. What seems like it's going to be a beautiful day for golf in that afternoon. And as you said, the addition of the Legends this year, there'll be 24 Legends who will be joining intermixed. The pairings will be intermixed with a Symetra Tour group and then a Legends Tour group, and back through the field. And so what that allows us to do, it's good for the Symetra Tour on two levels. One, when you add players like Nancy Lopez, Jan Stevenson, Amy Alcott, you've got sort of those Hall of Fame type names that people are familiar with. That people may come out and see them, but it sort of creates the impetus for people to come out and see the Symetra Tour names that people may not yet know, but we'll know in time once they join the LPGA Tour. So it's good from that standpoint. But secondarily, the more that we can create opportunities for our players to mix with these legends who have played the game, have been, you know, were in their shoes, you know, probably 20, 30 years, you know, ago, possibly. But it kind of a, you know, if you were me, what would you, you know, if you were me again, if yourself were 22 years old, what do you wish you knew then that that you know now? And so being able to pick the brains of these people who have been there and done that and done it at the highest level and been hugely successful, it's such a valuable opportunity for our Symetra Tour players. So it's great not only in terms of what it does for the crowd interest in the event and the names of the legends, but also in sort of the mentoring that that takes place.
You know, that is, I think, so true, and it's going to be great. We're actually going to be down at the Inn on the Square Saturday morning doing a breakfast club with the legends. So we'll be able to talk to the legends live here on the radio right down there at the Inn on the Square. That's going to be a fun event.
Excellent. Well, that's the thing. The community of Greenwood has, you know, embraced this event from the very start, and, you know, we're just so grateful that you know, that Jim and Denise start, you know, really have said that this is an event that's important to Greenwood, and it's been reflected in the fact that the you know, the other businesses that are in Greenwood, including, you know, downtown Greenwood, have found ways to get involved in the event, and that's what really makes coming to Greenwood special for our ladies.
Now, as far as the future of ladies' golf, you know, even men's golf, they talk about, can we get enough young people involved to sustain the support and make it even bigger? How do you think you're doing, Mike?
Well, we're doing everything we can. The LPGA has a program called the LPGA USGA, which stands for United States Golf Association, Girls Golf Program. And what it is it's an opportunity for young girls to get into the game, and my daughter, who's an 8-year-old girl, is also in this program down in Daytona Beach where we live. And the idea behind the program is that, you know, young girls like to do things that their friends do, and so a lot of, if you're a young girl who wants to get into golf, you might go to the driving range for lessons, a group lessons at your golf club, and you might be the only young girl amongst 10 boys, and you know, that sort of becomes one of those things that unmotivating. I don't know if that's a word, but it's kind of one of those things that you may not ever come back. And so the whole idea behind this program is get these young girls together, kind of becomes an arts and crafts with a little bit of golf on the side, but the whole idea is to make it fun and have sort of golf on the periphery. So we've grown that program tremendously. We've now got over, we've gone from just 5,000 people in it just a couple years ago to now over 15,000 people in just a couple, 50,000 in just a couple of years. We've grown that program. So that's what we're trying to do as the LPGA. We're focused on young girls, but you're absolutely right. We need to get more young people playing the game, and that's why we do things like in support of the clinic that we had this last week. We had a clinic over at Deer Creek Driving Range where probably, I think maybe 16 to 20 of our players participated, and over 150 students who may not have ever been exposed to golf came out to the driving range and got to meet these players. And, you know, if by virtue of that, you know, one or two students comes out and becomes a lifelong fan of the game, and they find that that's something they want to try to do, that's what we try to do with these communities that we come to, is to really raise the bar for getting kids into the game that might not otherwise have been exposed to it. So, you know, to the extent that we can do that through these clinics like we had over at Deer Creek Driving Range this week, that's, you know, part of our goal as well in hosting this event.
Yeah, well, I think it's just so important. And, you know, I think once people, and this is a great event to bring the kids out to, because once you come out and see the talent out there, and you see the friendliness of the gals, they want to sign autographs. They want to sign T-shirts and hats, and they want to engage with the crowd.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we, I guess you could say that's sort of one of the selling points is, you know, these are some of the best athletes in the world from 25 different countries who are in this field. You know, while they may not be, you know, household names yet, in time they will be, and, you know, they're at the point right now where, you know, being asked for an autograph is flattering. You know, they may have just graduated from college just, you know, a year ago or something, and now a young kid is looking up to them as a role model and asking for an autograph. So, like I said, my young daughter, whenever she comes out to one of our tournaments, she's always running around with her hats, and the players are always engaging her and talking her, give her a golf ball. So to the extent that there's anybody out there listening, you know, who has, and it's not just for girls. I mean, any young kids who have an interest in golf, you know, as a, you know, whether it's a grandfather, father, mother, grandmother, aunt, uncle, who have somebody, you know, they have a passion for golf, but the kids have never really embraced it. The number of stories we have of people who have just, you know, as kids took up the game because they went to an LPGA tournament or they went to a Symetra tournament. There's so many anecdotal stories like that, but it's cool to have that sort of impact on a young life. So I definitely encourage families to come out and be a part of it.
Absolutely, and certainly the price is right. $5 per person and no parking fee.
best deal going in sports.
I'm telling you what, that's an awesome deal. Mike Nichols, thanks so much for calling us this morning. He is the Chief Business Officer with the LPGA Symetra Tour. Thanks so much for calling us. I know you had to get up and talk to me this morning, but we all really appreciate it.
Not at all, Ann. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.